This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
A bloke who is no stranger to the Brekkie Show. He is the member for MacKillop, the Liberal member for MacKillop, Nick McBride. He is in my studio right now. G'day, Nick.
Good morning, Ewan.
Mate, we caught up a couple of weeks ago. We talked shopping in Millicent, and by goodness, do you get some stick up there with what's going on at the moment.
There doesn't seem to be any, positive news towards the government on this deregulation around Millicent, and I do understand that, Ewan, and it continues to unfold. So we will be batting for Millicent. We will make sure that they're trying to try and represent their views there. Mm. And look, and nothing's happened at this stage, Ewan. Like, we haven't deregulated. It doesn't look like it's going to be easy for the government to get the regulations or deregulations through the upper house. So I think there are going to be compromises, and I'm hoping that Millicent's one of them.
Nice. Now, mate, fracking is one of the other big issues at the moment, and I am just... I'm not the brightest spark in the pack, and I just don't understand why a state government in any way, shape or form would want to frack in the only geologically unstable portion of the entire country. But that's just me. So what is going on with fracking and South Australia, and will we see this moratorium put into legislation so it's set in stone?
At this stage, Ewan, that's a long ask. And what I mean by that is that we know that the Labor government do not support the legislation and the moratorium on fracking. Mm. And the Liberal government have promised this 10-year moratorium, but they are at this stage refusing to put it in legislation. They want to leave it as a ministerial directive. They say they're honouring their commitments that they made prior to the election. I think this has actually caught the region off guard. Mm. I don't think people anticipated this outcome. And they're absolutely, you know, probably in fairness and right to say that, look, it would be a lot stronger if it was legislated. And then you go say, well, okay, then you say, how do we do this? Look, I don't know, because at this stage we have, we already know that Mark Parnell put a members bill through the upper house and it was defeated. Mm. And convincingly so, like I anticipated, both Labor and Liberal voted against Mark Parnell's bill. And then if it comes into the lower house, I think it's on the 5th of September, through the member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell. He has a members bill. Look, I think that it's going to be a tough battle there, Ewan.
So, Nick, when it comes to fights like fracking in the southeast, how do you deal with the fact that your party is basically against it, but you yourself personally think it's a good idea?
I just have to keep on working at it. Every time it comes up in a party room meeting, they are aware of my stance on it. Any chance we have a chance to discuss it, I will say, look, just the southeast, the Limestone Coast wants this moratorium. They want it legislated. It's not a big ordeal. It will only last for the 10 years. My understanding is that this 10-year moratorium is that it can go for longer too, Ewan. It can be reinstated and go for another 10 years. But it's based on the fact that this region doesn't have what we call a social license to actually go out and engage in this. Or go out and go into this unconventional gas extraction, basically there's a fear and a risk that they believe that could happen to our clean green image. So coming back to the politics of it all, look, it's just one of those things I have to continually harp on, make the party aware. The other thing, it is moving. There is a little bit of movement in the party that not everyone's happy with some way that some things are rolling out. And particularly in the mining and mining game, and there was a mining bill put before the party that we're just sort of caught by surprise, or let's say on the hop, and people are starting to question and say, well, okay, if you've done this on this mining bill, maybe this moratorium on the 10-year fracking is of similar vein, and maybe we should be batting for Nick McBride and Troy Bell down at in the Limestone Coast and get this legislated. So I think this, watch this space. It'll be interesting to see, and even which I'm suspecting that's going to be a really long ask come September the 5th with Troy Bell's private members bill. It's not the end of the game. Mm. In other words, this issue won't go away, and I think we can continue to bring it up, highlight it, and reinstate it at some stage in the future, and hopefully that does occur, Ewan.
Nick, it brings up an interesting point. Do the likes of your other cabinet members realise why it's such an issue for the Limestone Coast, why we want to protect our aquifers and the geology of the region?
I actually don't think they do. And I think that the longer this goes on, the more they will realise. Mm. They're trying to, what I'd say, is take a balanced approach. They don't want to be seen to be anti-developmental. They don't want to be seen to be absolutely fighting the mining industry on everything. They want to be seen to be a government that does business.
Yes.
But on the flip side, they have to balance this with community sentiment, community fears and risks. And I think that's the bit they've just missed down here in this region. And I've also sort of sensed and heard, Ewan, that even the gas industry is not that fast with a 10-year moratorium and waiting 10 years. They actually don't have any intentions out there at this stage of wanting to go out and frack. Yes, they're preparing for it. Maybe they'll be looking at it. But there's a hell of a lot of risk of failure and that it won't eventuate to anything. In other words, you know, go to all these expenses of drilling and then fracking. And it's no, you know, what I call a guarantee to a massive gas extraction and well, just because they do frack. So the industry is actually just sort of, I would say, like waiting and seeing, checking out the way things are going. This Hazel Grove 3 well is extraordinary in the sense that they've drilled a conventionally drilled well there just south of Panola. Mm. And it's got a level of extraction and gas there that I haven't seen anywhere in South Australia before. It is a huge well. Talking 10 to 15 years of life, a flow rate that's bigger than better than anything that's come out of the Cooper Basin before. Mm. And it really does set this region up for some gas supply once it is all developed and connected.
And talk of another well being drilled at the moment.
They are. Yeah. They are indeed. Mm. So, and if we can do this and shore up our gas, demands for this region, be it by local gas extraction, and being done by conventionally drilled, Ewan, there isn't the need for this fracking argument. So I think the 10-year moratorium is actually a great fit. I think it actually allows either the community to be brought on board or it can go again for another 10 years if it never sees the day of light that it be maybe not required. So I think this is a debate that can take place in the Parliament, amongst the ministers, amongst the Liberal government, and it may... And we may get there one day. I just don't know when, Ewan.
Hey, Nick, it's been great to have you in the studio this morning. Great to talk a little bit about fracking, and I can't wait to talk more about what's going on in the world of politics. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Jim.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.